Now, as Kate and William introduce George and Charlotte to their third arrival into their royal family, we are going to talk now about how best to introduce normal non-royal children into the family and what is the best way to ensure that all kids still feel included after a new arrival is brought home. And to discuss this now, I'm joined by clinical psychotherapist Joanna Fortune. Joanna, I've actually seen this, I've had it in my own family, but I've seen it in other families where parents are tortured with guilt because they bring home a new baby and the little toddler is upset or whatever. It's quite a hard thing for families to go through.
It is. It's so hard. And, you know, when you have your new baby and you're coming home, you've got yourself to mind as well in all of that. And depending on how birth and delivery and everything went for you. But when it's not your first baby, you don't get to just devote yourself to you and the newborn. You've got to consider the needs of your other children. And particularly, as you said, if they're toddler age and there's only a couple of years between them, they're going to be very triggered by you bringing a new baby home. I would say, and I often see this with families I work with as well, that there's a kind of what I call a honeymoon period where the new baby is a novelty.
Yeah.
And bringing the baby home is exciting and there's lots of visitors and there's lots of attention and people are usually quite mindful of including the other child or children. It's kind of after about 6 weeks when the visiting has calmed down and it's, this baby's staying.
Yeah.
Things have changed forever. That's typically when you see the struggle really emerge.
Is there an order to this, as in is the first time you bring home a subsequent baby? So in other words, when you've only had an only child for a couple of years maybe, and then you bring home baby number two, is that the worst one? And then after that, they're going to get used to having more babies because the existing two have always had to share or whatever. Is going from one to two the really tricky one?
I think it depends on age gap in that regard. If you've got a child and there's maybe 1 to 2 years in between them, then sibling rivalry and tensions and jealousy and all of those very normal, albeit them not pleasant, but normal human emotions are going to be quite heightened. If your child is 4 or 5 years old and you're bringing home a new baby, they tend to adjust quite well because developmentally they're not competing with each other for your attention.
Yeah.
Whereas when they're within that kind of developmental reach of each other, there is that competition inherent in how they are vying for your attention. I think, you know, even thinking of the royal couple yesterday and their third baby and thinking of bringing home a third, there's something very interesting in that because your baby suddenly becomes your middle child. And that's quite a significant identity jump and transition to make. And in that regard, you're managing a new baby, your school-age child, and your toddler all at once. And I would say to anybody going, yeah, that sounds like my life right now or soon to be my life,
yeah,
that when people offer help to you to say, oh, let me know if I can do anything, you need to respond, yes, there's something you can do and here it is.
Yeah.
And give people very tangible jobs. It would really help me if you take my older child for a walk. It would really help me if you put a load of washing on. It would really help me if you drop over a casserole. Don't be afraid to say what's going to help you because that's a lot to be processing.
Yeah, it really is. I have seen over long time being a GP and also family and friends and all, you mentioned sibling rivalry. Sometimes your little darling who's 2 or 3, even though they are a lovely little person, they can be a bit mean to the new baby. They can kind of give them an odd pinch or
yeah.
I've heard of one instance of a cushion being put over a head and stuff. And I don't think that the toddler was in any way a bad kid.
I think it's just
very challenging.
It's very difficult because all of those emotions are very difficult to deal with. And I suppose what we want to say in that is that we want to stop or block the actions, but not the emotions behind it. So you wouldn't say it's not okay to be angry with the baby, but you would certainly say it's not okay to hit the baby.
Yeah.
And I think what you have to do there is redirect that other child's attention in a more positive way. So that might be that you give them, whether they're a boy or a girl, it doesn't matter, give them a dolly that they can mirror what you're doing with a newborn on their dolly in parallel to you. So changing nappies and bathing and that. And while you're doing those activities and they're mirroring on their doll, you could also tell them a story about a time that you did that for them because they don't consciously remember being your baby
yeah.
and having all of that attention, but they see you doing it to this new baby. So that can be very, very provoking. So I think that, you know, making sure you interweave narratives of when you were a baby, here's what we did when you were a baby, and of course, making them positive, lovely stories. And as best you can, between whoever's at home with you, manage some one-to-one time. And I'm not saying take your other child or children out for a day-long expensive day out, that's not necessary. But just 15 minutes of one-to-one play, book reading, colouring, cuddle time, that can be enough to just help them emotionally regulate and manage the transition, because that's what it is. It's a transition within your family.
Is it a good idea for the new baby to bring presents for the existing children?
I think that's a really common practice. And I think, look, I've yet to meet a child who doesn't like presents, you know, and doesn't like a treat. But don't kid yourself that that's going to be the job done. You know, like, don't think, oh, well, you know, the child brought them the garage they wanted. I don't understand why they don't like the baby. I mean, they like the garage, but they're not, children under four don't really do cause and effect, at least not consistently. It takes them a while to do that thinking and linking mechanism. So instead, they're going to go, thanks for the gift, but why are you still here?
Yeah, I remember when my eldest was about four, and there's 2 years between him and the next one down, I remember him saying of his then 2-year-old sister that the worst day of his life was when she was brought home.
Oh my God.
No, I know, he's a bit dramatic and he was four. Having said that, for parents out there who are worrying, going, oh my God, I feel so bad about I feel so guilty about my daughter. They are both in their teens now and they actually are the best of friends. I often say to parents who maybe feel guilty about the fact that they think that their existing children are being overlooked, the best thing you can give your child is siblings.
I think the best thing you can do is exactly what you're doing. I think if you've one child, you're going to devote your time and attention to them. And if you've 2, 3, 4, 5 or upwards children, you're going to devote your time and attention. It's just that your time and attention is spread across more people, but you're still giving all you can. So I'd love to be able to say don't feel guilty, but that's not the way it works. But I think just embrace the fact that good enough is good enough. And you know, these small little changes that you're going to make will make a big difference. Mm. And you're building a family and you're doing the best for you and your children. And that is more than good enough.
I have seen it happen both ways in families. I've seen both people be hard on their existing children because they're so worried about the new baby and that kind of thing. But I've also seen them actually not as focused on the new baby because they're so worried about their existing children. It's hard, isn't it? It is a hard phase for the head of parents,
Hard. And I mean, of course, the level of attention and focus and undiluted attention and focus that your firstborn got, you simply cannot give that to subsequent children because you have other children. So it's not the same. But that doesn't mean it's bad, worse, or that your new baby is not getting enough. They are. They're getting everything that you have to give them. And I would say, you know, just give yourself a break and take time and just be aware any family members or friends of someone who is bringing home, you know, a second, third or more child into their home soon, you know, hang around, be of help because, you know, the woman has to take care of herself as well. Yeah. The mom has to be minded so that she can mind the children. Someone has to be minding her. So there's a role for everyone here. And I would say really try and build a network around yourself, no matter what structure your family takes, so that you are minded in that role.
Thank you for that. Indeed, that is psychotherapist there, Joanna Fortune, with some great advice for anyone who is bringing home a new baby. I'm sure Wills and Kate would be delighted with that advice, although an army of maids and nannies is probably quite helpful when you're bringing home a new baby that most of us wouldn't even have any concept of, I would imagine.